Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to our buddy Brian Geltzeiler, the founder of HoopsCritic.com. You can hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Also, see him on NBA TV. Geltzy, happy new year. Welcome to the new NBA, right? Every night I feel like I'm seeing guys either I haven't seen in a couple years or all of a sudden have been called up for 10-day contracts that are coming out of retirement. We're living in a weird NBA world right now.
Yeah, happy new year, Zach. And yeah, it is. It's a weird NBA world. It's different than anything we've ever seen. The hardship rules they've put in place are functioning exactly how they should. And yeah, you know, it's tough because you're watching players, coaches, all this COVID kind of overtake the league. With that said, probably the largest wave that we're going to see, we've seen already. And so a lot of guys are coming back, lineup starting to look a little more normal. But the silver lining on this is seeing guys get chances to be back in the league that were out of the league and coming in and doing pretty good jobs. And then the other thing that's interesting is the quality of certain programs, player development programs. You know, organizational depth has become more important this year in the NBA than any year that we've ever seen. And teams that have it in the face of all this have been able to keep their heads above water, and teams that don't have really, really struggled.
Yeah, and I would bring up the Heat to start off, but I got to start off with this. Kyrie Irving back to playing last night. What'd you think of the debut of him back now with the Brooklyn Nets, and what does that do for the Nets going forward at this point?
Well, first of all, the Nets have a problem, and the problem the Nets have is that to get to the point where they've gotten to, which is right now in second place in the Eastern Conference at 24-12, to get to that point, they've had to play Kevin Durant and James Harden an enormous amount of minutes, so much more than they've wanted to. And Steve Nash is the kind of coach with his superstars that he takes his cues from them. Those guys have wanted to play. They've felt good. They've wanted to play these minutes, and Nash has let them play these minutes. But you're going to reach a certain point in time here as we get into the second half of the season where the possibility comes that either of them or both of them can wear down a little bit. And, you know, where it's thinnest, it tears, Zach. So what you could see happen here is one of these guys get, you know, some kind of injury because they're a little bit fatigued. What Kyrie's return in road games does, it allows them to load manage Durant and Harden, not only in minutes during games, but to completely sit either of them in certain points in time and still have realistic chances to win basketball games because you have Kyrie Irving back. The other thing, obviously, it does is that Brooklyn is in much better. This team is built to have Kyrie Irving on the floor. And you saw it last night. They played a horrible first half. Their defense was awful. In the second half, they turned it all up on both ends of the floor, especially offensively. And they were unstoppable. And that's who they can be. And Irving was amazing in that fourth quarter last night. So you're going to get all that. Plus, I will also say this. If you listen to his post-game comments, and with Kyrie, you got to listen closely. He didn't say that he's not going to get vaccinated between now and the playoffs. He was noncommittal about it. He pretty much said, I'm taking it one day at a time. Let's see if we can come to some kind of settlement. Let's see if some rules can maybe get changed that allow me to play in road games. But he said, I'm taking it one day at a time. And pretty much said, I'm not ruling anything out, which I thought should be music to Nets fans' ears. He did, you know, his stance was a much harder stance before the season began than it is right now. So we got to see what happens with him. But and the other thing is that the basketball fan and me just love watching him play. It's like it's poetry watching this guy in the basketball court. It's so gorgeous to watch, and I enjoyed the hell out of that as well.
Brian, I agree with you, by the way, on Kyrie. I think he's one of the most exciting players in the NBA to watch. Hands down, he's as far as just pure skill, he's right up there with the best. Let me jump into the Heat stuff with you, though. And last night there were some ejections, there was some pushing, some like slapping or whatever we saw last night. Any suspensions coming, do you think, from the Heat Portland little brush up last night, or can we just say, hey, this happened in Portland really late at night and no one saw it and just move forward here because we're short on bodies?
Well, Danny, it's never no one saw it. Everybody always sees it. So that'll be, I think the one guy that you could see draw one game suspension is Nurkic, just because he was a little overly aggressive with all that last night. But, listen, in talking about the Heat here, I've mentioned organizational depth. They're one of the best examples of it because you watch what happened to them last night. Listen, Yurtseven has been terrific for them. He's played great. And, another 16 rebounds last night. What they've done with Caleb Martin, who is a very good athlete, but you look at how his shooting has progressed year over year. That's been absolutely terrific. Listen, they targeted Max Strus in the draft as a guy that they felt like they could develop. And look at him, 25 points last night, 7 of 13 from 3. They're getting a lot from these guys that no one really put any value on, that they plucked off the scrap heap and developed them and made them, do it their way. Even a guy like Chris Silva has been in and out of that organization, gives you 10 minutes of productive play last night. You talk about organizational depth. The Heat right now, 24-15. Butler's missed a ton of time. Bam Adebayo has missed a ton of time. They're doing it. We haven't seen Markieff Morris since the Jokic incident. They're doing it, and I'm not going to say smoke and mirrors because it's not smoke and mirrors. It's because they know how to develop players. They find guys that they think can fit their program, and they work them to a point where they're viable rotation players, and guys work hard and improve. This is, player development has been highlighted this year more than any other year because of this situation, and Miami's shining. They're shining with that because ultimately, this type of periods of time with Butler out and Adebayo out, when playoff time comes, that's less mileage on these guys' legs to be a little bit fresher then. And if you've managed to keep your head above water in this long regular season with your main players out, that only helps you come the postseason.
I think a couple years back, and we could even go back a decade, maybe even a little longer, we'd say the best program in the NBA when it comes to developing guys or finding guys had to be Popovich and the Spurs. That's taken a turn right for the Heat. I mean, I understand what they went through, and they had that unbelievable run where they went 4 out of 7 years the championships for, and they were the team to beat for a while, the Spurs team. But the way that Riley, Spoelstra, the coaching staff, the training staff, that everyone's put together, this is the team now right around the NBA that just – is the team known for developing guys, or am I just biased because I'm down here in Miami?
No, I think they're one of. I think, there's you have to look at the Warriors as well. I mean, what they've done here with Jordan Poole has been absolutely outstanding. You're watching Gary Payton II, who's been to a bunch of different stops around the league. He ends up landing there and doing a heck of a job for them. A guy like Juan Toscano-Anderson has done a great job for them. So I think you have to look at the Warriors. They're another team you have to look at, the Clippers. Look at what the Clippers went into Brooklyn over the weekend. Okay, no Kawhi Leonard, no Paul George, no Marcus Morris, no Ivica Zubac, and they beat the Nets on a fourth quarter charge with guys like Amir Coffey and Terrence Mann making plays in a fourth quarter. That's the same kind of example. So yes, Miami is absolutely right up there at the top of the heap, but I think we got to be fair about it. They're not the only one. Listen, even a team like Denver that loses to Utah last night, but you look at Denver here, they're keeping their heads above water without two guys that represent over half their salary cap. And again, Michael Porter's extension hasn't kicked in yet, but you look at the money he's going to make next year, look at how much Jamal Murray makes. They're without their two of their three best players, and again, they have the MVP of the league last year, which certainly helps, but they're hanging in. They're another team that's built a lot of organizational depth. So there's other examples here, but to your point, Zach, yes, it's the Heat are certainly right there in that top group of the teams with the best organizational depth in the league.
Brian, we talked about Zion Williamson a little bit earlier in the show today. We just brought him up a little during the headlines, and he continues his rehab here. I know he's away from the team. He's out in Portland. What is going on with Zion Williamson? Does he want out of New Orleans? Is that what this is all about? Or is he actually rehabbing from something? Or is there something bigger going on here? Because he's been out for a while.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play this year. I'd be very surprised if he plays this year. I think there's a couple things at play with him going to Portland. He's not happy in New Orleans. That's a very badly kept secret. Whether he's able to manufacture his way out is an entirely different argument, and that's going to be a much harder thing for him to do because they're going to throw a ton of money in front of him. Even if he doesn't play this year, they're going to throw a ton of money in front of him for an extension that he's going to have no choice but to sign. And for the Pelicans, the future of basketball in New Orleans is largely dependent upon Zion Williams staying there. Otherwise, that may be a team that moves. That is the least, that has the lowest TV revenue. That market generates the lowest amount of TV revenue of any market in the league. And you have that combined with the fact that the team's not all that good. They've played better lately. The team's not all that good. They're doing poorly from an attendance standpoint. So they need a draw like Zion Williamson. The thing with him going to Portland here, and you got to connect the dots a little bit. He's a Jordan Brand guy, which is related to Nike, and Nike's based out there. They're concerned enough right now with Zion putting on weight and not necessarily being in condition that, A, they want Zion out of the public eye in New Orleans. They don't want these videos surfacing or these pictures on Twitter of Zion in a velour sweatsuit looking like he has just been sitting on his couch eating everything in sight, which is what's happened. The other thing is they want him to be able to rehab kind of in anonymity to get him back to where they want to get him back to, just to bring him back into some kind of semblance of shape. And him going to Portland means that the sneaker company that represents him and threw a ton of money at him is concerned enough that they want to witness some of this. They want to watch and make sure that they have a hand in this because they got a huge investment in him as well as the Pelicans having a huge investment in him. So there's a lot of different things at play. I would doubt that we're going to see Zion Williamson this year. I'd also doubt that he's going to be traded. I think for the Pelicans, there's no matter what happens here for Zion, especially off a year where he's not going to play, this is one of those Bill Simmons of the Ringer calls these two dimes for a quarter trades. You're never going to get the right value. And if the Pelicans, after having to trade Anthony Davis a few years back, have to throw in the towel on Zion Williamson here, I just don't know how viable NBA basketball remains in the city of New Orleans.
Best story in the NBA, Chicago Bulls, Zach LaVine. Is that the best story right now in the NBA?
Yeah, but I'm going to correct you. It's the Chicago Bulls and DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan's an MVP candidate. DeMar DeRozan has been that good. You saw him do something earlier this week on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day that we've never seen in the history of the league. A guy won games on buzzer-beating shots, same guy, back-to-back nights.
Right,
absolutely incredible. Right. In Indiana and in Washington, he has been unreal. And, yes, Zach LaVine's a heck of a player. And Zach LaVine's kind of falling under the radar for the job that he's doing. He's a great offensive player. But he's an example of what the Olympic experience can do for a particular player. He's been really good defensively this year, and he has been by all metrics for the majority of his career one of the worst defensive players in the league. He is now not bad. He's not great, but he's been much better, and he's been good there. And they've needed him to be good there. They're a top 10 defensive team in the league, and I thought they were going to be atrocious defensively. And DeRozan, for all of his heroics, is a fantastic player, and has had an unbelievable year for the Bulls this year. The bottom line is he's not a great defensive player, so they've managed to have a really good defense and still be a team that's meshed really, really well. But DeRozan is the story there. DeMar DeRozan's been absolutely amazing. He'll be an all-star there. LaVine will probably be an all-star too. The question becomes for them, can they get stops in the playoffs when push comes to shove? The Nets and the Bucks are still two of the top three, four teams in the league. And for the Bulls, this one seed now looms really, really important because if you get the one seed, to go to an NBA final, you're only going to have to go through one of the Nets or the Bucks. That's a big deal. Now, with that said, you also a healthy Heat team is a major, major challenge for the Bulls as well. And you can certainly put them in the category of being the fourth type of team. And we can't stop with the Sixers. We have to keep an eye on them as well because they've now won five in a row. And if the Sixers end up making a meaningful trade for Ben Simmons at the deadline and upgrade that roster, they with the way Embiid has played, they could be catapulted into that group too. So it's crowded with a lot of, very, very good teams at the top of the Eastern Conference.
My mind is totally brainwashed with Zach LaVine. I was staring at a picture of DeMar DeRozan, and I said, Zach LaVine, that's amazing. What just happened to my brain right there? It's guilty. I'm telling you, I'm staring at the biggest picture of DeRozan you can see on my computer right now, and I still spit out Zach LaVine. It's unbelievable. Guilty. I know. I'm laughing at myself at that point. Guilty, it's always great talking to you. Happy New Year. We'll bug you again soon, and hopefully we'll get to the point where we're talking about the NBA teams at full strength when it gets closer to the playoffs instead of having so many other players. Even though it's a good story having guys come back, it's better for the NBA when we have all the stars and everything aligned at that point. Geltzy, thanks as always, buddy.
Always my pleasure, Zach. Always my pleasure, Danny. And send my regards to Joe to feel better soon.
We will. We promise we will. That is Brian Geltzeiler, founder of Hoops Critic. You can hear him on NBA, Sirius NBA Radio, see him on NBA TV. He's all over the place at that point. Good friend of the show as well. All right, let's take some text messages when we get back. 305-567-0560. The text machine is wide open for this last segment. We'll wrap things up right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.